fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power
to be able to come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
Morgan, Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Welcome, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Our great friend Kent Corbett with us, Corbett Auctions. You hear him all the time on the radio, on the TV, everywhere at the auction. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Great to be here.
You know, you never do this in broadcasting. You never have anybody on that's better than you. So I do this with trepidation.
Oh, there's no trepidation. I've got, you know, just the difference between you and I, or you do it every day, every morning. What time do you get up in the morning?
About 3.
3. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That's the time I go to bed.
Well, yes. Well, we'll just let it go with that. But, Yeah, 3. I was going to say something, but let's get to you, okay?
Yeah, you've
got, again, fuzzy things are distracting me here this morning at 580KIDO. Kent Corbett with us, Corbett Auctions. Tell us a little, we hear about you, we've seen you at auctions. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the auction industry, because we've, a lot of us, again, have heard of you, have done this. What's
sure,
that about?
Sure. Auctions. We do a little of everything, Kevin. We do everything from fundraising events. We conducted the fundraising live auction Saturday night. The last few days, I was in Twin Falls, Pocatello, and Haley conducting appraisals for estates and banks all over Idaho. And Velma Morrison's first online auction closed last night. So we were up late. We had the first online auction, the jewelry-only auction, closed last night at 7 o'clock. And got the 6-carat diamond ring sold for $70,000, and 2 more online auctions coming tomorrow, the next day, and the live auction Saturday. So it's a crazy week. In addition, we have 2 more fundraisers this week, the Ride for Joy Friday night and Campus Crusade Thursday night. So lots happening. We're involved in everything from fundraising events, real estate auctions with Mark Bottles, the Corbett Bottle side, estate auctions, appraisals, a little of everything. It's a lot of fun.
How did you get into this?
You know, it's interesting. In 1991, I went to auction school, had an opportunity.
There's an auction school?
There's actually auction schools throughout the country, and they are a great experience. I would recommend that for anyone that is going to get involved in any public speaking. One of the world-famous auctioneers, Jeff Stokes, he actually does some auctions in Boise on occasion, went to auction school years ago, had a stuttering issue. His dad took him to auction school, and it's like singing. It's like with Mel Tillis. When he sings, he does not stutter. And Jeff became a champion auto auctioneer, cattle auctioneer, fundraising auctioneer, a great guy. So the auction business, that side of it, it's a people business. If you enjoy people, the auction business is for you. It's a lot of fun.
Right, so you decided to do this, and then how does one appraise value? And we will talk about the Velma Morrison estate. What an incredible responsibility you have, sir. But before that, how do you because it's so emotional.
It is.
When people are dealing with family heirlooms and everything else. So how do you do that?
And that's the one thing we have to keep in mind as auctioneers with estate work is it is, you know, the emotions of the family. It's their loved ones, and so we have to keep that in mind. You know, they need to get things liquidated and sold, but there's the emotion there. Valuing items, those are the discussions we have with every seller, whether we're selling a commercial property, a home, an estate, or a business, is their idea of what their expectations are. And we discuss the seller's expectations before we even enter into an auction agreement to make sure at the end of the auction they'll be happy. So that discussion up front is imperative.
Right, and again, getting the trust of folks and everything else. What's the most unusual thing you've been a part of?
You know, we've done a lot of crazy auctions. We've done some huge fundraisers that have raised over $1 million in a night.
Wow.
We do storage auctions. $1 million
in a night.
Ambrose School, a few years ago, they had a huge auction, and they had a call to the heart. We did the auction, but also what they might call the raise the paddle or call to the heart for a fundraising event where people have the opportunity to make a cash donation. And that actually happened at Funzie's Will Saturday night. They raised a substantial amount of money in the live auction, and then people had an opportunity just to make a cash contribution. But the big auction we did, people were prepared to give. There's a specific item they needed to raise money for, and the first donation that night was over $200,000. So at that particular event. So that was a few years ago. Ambrose School is a great way for them to raise money for their school to buy their property. People were prepared to give, and it just created an opportunity for them to to give towards the purchase of that land.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this auction that is going on.
Yeah.
Velma Morrison, beloved in this area, and what a noble, majestic, humble lady. Of course, she had her offices here in this building. I'd bump into her occasionally when she was in town. You would never know her charitable works here. In fact, the building next
huge,
to us.
Huge charitable works.
You know, you've got a plaque there. Tell us a little bit about her, what you know of her, and then we'll get into the auction items and everything else.
You know, it's really interesting when I get to work with estate auctions is I kind of get to know people, the people I didn't know. I did not know Mrs. Morrison personally. I was around her in certain fundraising events, and I know of her. But when you go through somebody's home and you see things like the Bible verses and the plaques on the wall,
yeah.
You get an insight, somewhat of a feeling as to what type of person they were. And I think, you know, from what I've seen, not knowing her personally, the plaques and the things that she had in her home, they say a lot about Velma. It was I hear she was a really neat lady.
Well, now for people that want to take a look at the website right now. What is the website?
The website is CorbettAuctions.com, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, auctions.com. And we had the first online-only auction close last night. There's an online auction that will close tonight at 7 o'clock, online only, so you can bid. And it closes at 7. It will stagger if somebody bids at the last minute. And that's 7 p.m. tonight on the artwork bronzes. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, will be more of the household items, decor, furniture, also some more artwork. And then Saturday, the live auction, 10 a.m., 8:30 will be preview and 10 a.m. on live auction. So if you'd like to come up and to see the garage, the rest of the house won't be open. We had the preview on the home last weekend, but you'll be able to see the 20-car garage and the backyard. It's beautiful, and we'll have a live auction. It'll be wild and crazy.
And what's the address there if people are interested? I know they can go to your website, too.
Right,
but
3505 West Crescent Rim Drive in Boise. They'll be parking at Ann Morrison Park, as well as south of the home, Morris Hill area. We're going to have two vans running to get people to the auction site, limited parking, try to work with people to keep the pressure off the neighborhood. But parking in Ann Morrison Park, as well as south of the home, we'll have two vans getting people to the auction site.
You're saying a 20-car garage.
It's huge. It's just actually, Kevin, for most guys, it is the man's garage. It's got electrical hookups for welders. It has several parking bays, storage rooms galore. Everyone needs a 20-car garage.
What was it like when you were contacted by the family to do this? Because it's an incredible responsibility,
yeah,
whether it's the Morrison estate or anyone else, but this is a high-profile gig.
It is. It was definitely an honor. It was fun just to see the home. I'd never been to an event at her home. She threw a lot of parties and fundraisers there, but it was fun to see the home itself. It's approximately, in case you lose track, 5 bedrooms, 8-plus baths, beautiful home. Of course, the highlight, the views are amazing from every room, incredible views. So
right.
It was fun to meet the family, hear the stories. We had a preview Friday and Saturday, met some other extended family members and heard some stories. So it's been quite a privilege and an adventure.
Kent Corbett with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning talking about the Velma Morrison estate. So they approach you, you do this, and just like every other family, they have the trust, the emotion.
Yeah.
What was it like dealing with the family there that and lost someone that had meant so much not only to them, but to the community and to the country?
Yeah, there's always emotion, and we try to take into account, try to keep that in mind. You know, it's not all business. It's about the emotion. Really nice family members. It's been fun to get to know them, but they are in a tough position handling the estate. It's a tough job for anyone. When you appoint somebody as the personal representative of the estate, you're asking them to take on a huge job. So consider that when you're writing your will. Who do you want to handle things after you depart this world? It's not an easy task for anyone to do.
So what are some of the items that are on bid right now?
There's some fun items right now. This second auction is closing tonight. There's artwork, several bronze pieces by some national artists. There's a large ballerina butterfly bronze. She stands about 30 inches tall. I tried to pick her up the other day. I'm estimating over 100 pounds. Some original artwork, some beautiful pieces that she had. What's really neat, though, Kevin, is she donated two of her highlighted pieces to a Western art museum. So those pieces are going to be on public display, so beautiful pieces. But there's artwork throughout the home, bronze, art, jade, a little of everything that will close tonight in tonight's online-only auction.
Right here in Boise.
Right here in River City.
Yeah. When I'm just trying to figure out how you come up with a value for it.
You know, that's the great thing about my business is we do a lot of appraisals. Yesterday I conducted an appraisal on some business equipment in a doctor's office. Later in the day I was in Haley, Idaho doing an appraisal on an estate. Met with them in Twin Falls the day before, and they didn't know what they had. So we walk through the home, give them an idea of values. But the nice thing about an auction is you can be wrong and be right at the same time. I love the Antique Roadshow. It's a perfect example of why you'd go to auction. The Keno twins, world famous,
right.
They specialize in early American furniture. That's their subject matter expertise. And I was involved somewhat with them in an appraisal up in Sun Valley a few years ago, and they were called in for 2 days just to appraise one piece of furniture for $3 million. Now, with an appraisal, what you'll hear on the Antique Roadshow time and time again is, at auction, it could bring between $10,000 and $30,000. Well, the question is it $10,000 or $30,000? With an auction, you find out, number one, they're promoting the auction business because when you run into unique items, how do you put a price on it? We sold some Flying Tigers memorabilia years ago. Almost impossible to find comparables. So just like a real estate appraiser will go out and appraise a home, they don't walk into the home and say, your home is worth $319,000. They look at the property, look at location, the condition, and then they look at comparables, other properties similar to it in the same vicinity to come up with value.
I'm with you, but when you have Velma Morrison, there's not a lot of comparisons.
There's no comparisons, and that is what makes it exciting, because part of it is she owned the items, and the next thing is a lot of things are original artwork. How do you put a value on it? You let the buying public determine what it's really worth, and that's the exciting part. It was a lot of fun last night to watch these items close. We just sat back and watched the action happen.
A 6-carat diamond ring for $70,000.
I wore it on my pinky Friday during
Did
the preview.
You?
I decided, you know, only a real man can wear a 6-carat diamond marquee in your pinky. It fit just right.
Right. But not $70,000 worth.
Not $70,000. You're wearing a house on your hand.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about some of the bronze items. Anything unusual that stands out when people go to your website, CorbettAuctions.com, that they'll see or that they sure. really should come to the live auction on Saturday?
There's some great items in the two online auctions the next two nights. And the live auction, there are not a lot of photos. You need to come and see what's all there. Some of the people that came for a preview Friday and Saturday, some saw some of the Morrison Knutson items. So for Velma's auction Saturday, you've got everything from MK memorabilia, core samples from some of the dams that he built. He was involved with the Hoover Dam all over the country. You've got, there's a huge sterling silver platter that was given to him, I believe, in the 60s from the board of directors, all signed and etched, beautiful platter. So there's some incredible items in the live auction as well, too. Capodimonte porcelain, sterling silver, costume jewelry. There's even a mink blanket, which you could use that on some of these cool mornings. You could cuddle up in your mink in here, Kevin.
Yeah, that'd be a great video or a photo for the website. And you and Kent, you really get a sense of history when you're describing these items to us. I mean, you look at Velma Morrison, you look at Mr. Knutson, you look at the partnership that
Amazing.
Morrison Knutson had, building the, you know, a part of the Hoover Dam, other factors. And right here in Boise, Idaho, and a lot of people that have come into this great city, great community in the past few years don't understand just the rich history.
Amazing history. I read just a little bit about Harry Morrison, and I believe he was born in 1885. And one of the first pictures in a little biography I found was he was taking horses and wagons, supply load, a wagon train, over by Lizard Butte in Marsing. So he started out in the construction business, you know, way back when. Became a concrete specialist, I believe is what happened, how he got into the business. I asked one of the family members, how do you get into the dam building business? You know, how do you get there? Well, how do you get in the auction business? It's one step at a time, but his biography is very interesting. And he was a philanthropist at a young age. He was wanting to give back, you know, years ago. So that's the neat thing about Mr. Morrison is he's been giving back, and the foundation that Velma created, the Harry Morrison Foundation, continues to give back today.
And they stayed in the community.
Stayed in the community. And I believe they have, you know, several causes they support around, but they're very active in this area, in Boise. I know they've made donations to most of the colleges. You'll see things in her home. She's donated to Boise State, College of Idaho, Northwest Nazarene University. It's a very giving organization. I don't know everything they do.
Well, they're upstairs. We could go talk to them after this.
You bet. Right upstairs in the foundation.
Yes. But we'll talk more about this in a minute. What other auctions are you working on?
We have a big auction May 31st, the end of the month, where we switch from selling diamonds to Peterbilt trucks. We have a
Peterbilt
07, Peterbilt, water tankers. So we do heavy equipment. We just finished up with an auction for Ada County Highway District. We've had dump trucks and
vans.
Now,
wait a minute.
Okay,
hold on, Kent. Okay, I can understand getting a value for a diamond ring, but a dump truck?
Even more fun. It's dump trucks to diamonds. We sell it all.
Well, if you have a question concerning auctions, evaluations, would you take some phone calls?
We'll take the call.
You'll take the calls.
The more I learn, the less I know, but I'll tell you that up front.
All right, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
All right, sir, here we go there. What are you going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 30 now. $5 to have another $40 on the making of 40 now.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
He should go to school.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Kent Corbett with us. Corbett Auctions. CorbettAuctions.com. If you'd like to take a look at some of the online auction items of the Velma Morrison Estate. It ends, the second day ends today, is that correct?
It does. Last night we closed the jewelry auction. Tonight at 7 p.m., the art, bronze, jade. Thursday night will be decor and furniture in the live auction Saturday at 10 a.m.
And the public is invited.
The public's invited. You've got to come up. We had the preview on the home last Friday and Saturday, but this Saturday you'll be able to see the huge 20-car garage and the grounds of the property. It's beautiful.
Now, what about when we're taking a look at the house itself, is that for sale?
We have the house listed. It's listed through Corbett Bottles Real Estate Marketing, and we listed the home for sale at zero, bring all offers. It's impossible to value the house. What is it worth? We're going to find out with offers. We do have a couple of different interested parties right now on the home, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of offers come in. It's an incredible place.
Could you describe it, how big it is?
You know, it's 12,000 square feet, the home itself. The garage is 4,000 square feet, but very livable. We were in there for days setting up the online auctions, preparing the items to sell. And after you're in there for a while, the way the home is designed, it has a Frank Lloyd Wright exterior appearance. And inside, the home lives really well. The master bedroom is 1,500 square feet approximately. So it's just your size, Kevin. I think you know, you'll have some room to walk around a little bit.
Yes, so when we expand the empire, literally and figuratively,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You could do the radio show in her parlor in her 1,500 square foot master bedroom.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And you think of, you know, you go back to Mr. Morrison and Velma and MK and everything else. You're talking about the Hoover Dam. You're talking about the Panama Canal.
Huge, huge. I don't know all the projects that he was involved in, but...
Yeah, neither do I, but I mean, those two right there.
Huge,
wow.
Huge. Yeah, phenomenal, phenomenal. He was involved in projects throughout the world. Many people that live in Boise have friends and relatives that work for MK, and some stories. It's pretty amazing. I got to meet a lot of those people at the preview last Friday and Saturday.
Must have been humbling for you.
It's interesting. It's a lot of fun to see.
Because you're in the work zone, but still, it's about people's family.
Yeah.
And I'm
going...
Look, you know me, I'm a cynic, Kent, but I'm emotional just talking to you about it because what she meant to the community.
Yeah, I love the people aspect of the auction business, and that's what it's all about. Whether it's a fundraising event or an estate or perhaps a making a life-changing decision with a business, whether to stay in business or to go out or to retire. That's really difficult with some people, when to decide to retire and sell that family business you've had for maybe 50 years. The kids don't want it. Maybe they do. How do you make that decision? So we say we're in the counseling business and the auctioneer business.
Well, in the radio business, you really don't have to be counseled. They just tell you when you're done.
That's a good thing. That's a good place to be.
I don't know about that, whether you're ready to be or not. We go to Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Good morning. I'm into downsizing, not upsizing. That's a way bit big for me.
Oh, come on. It would be great for you and Max and Judy and everybody else.
I could live in the garage.
You could have the tea party, folks. You could have the tea party estate.
There you go. We could have all of our debates out there.
Yes, there you go.
I have a question, and I've been to several auctions before in my life. I have found it sometimes. I find the shills in the audience that are trying to pump things up, and I know that's part and parcel of auctions. But a good friend of Kevin's of mine had an auction, I would guess, about a year ago. And it was kind of a bankruptcy auction for a lot of farm equipment and things that he had gathered during his lifetime that he was using for his agricultural exploits. And this auction you have here is kind of different because you have plenty of time to prepare for it. You got plenty of time to look at things. There's no hurry. Do you find there's a discrepancy between the two when you go into a bankruptcy auction where you're pressured to sell things and you get lower prices than when you're doing something like this?
I think if things are well advertised, the prices are going to be what the current market is that day. So it's really the auctioneer. When you hire an auctioneer, you're not hiring somebody to actually call the sale that day, although that's a part of it. An auctioneer is actually the promoter, the person that puts the items together to sell, produce the auction, and the marketing is key. So if it's properly advertised and promoted, no matter what type of auction, the background, if it's done right, that's the key to your success, how it is marketed.
Okay, I was just curious about that. He didn't make very much money on that sale, so.
Yeah, it depends on how it's done, who does the auction, reputation of the auctioneer, and also the reputation of the seller. So the items bring the buyers. If it's marketed properly, reputation does enter in, like with any auction. Some auctions will bring more, some will bring less, depending on actually who the seller is, the condition of the equipment, how to take care of the equipment, and how it's marketed. But good question.
Thank you. It's been a very interesting discussion.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Tea Party Bob, Gem State Patriot. Kent Corbett with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. What do you think will get the most bang for the buck? And there are a lot of value here. I'm looking at your website, Corbett Auctions, but I'm also taking a look at just some of the items, the Western art, the paintings. You don't have to be Richie Rich to buy something from this estate.
No, there's items on the online auction right now that are at $2, and there's some things that are at over $2,000 in the auction. Of course, the diamond ring sold for over $70,000 approximately with
the
buyer's
premium. That's probably a good deal, though. 6 carats?
You know, if you had to replace that, you're probably looking at $100,000, $125,000 replacement value, somewhere in that range. I'm not a certified gemologist, but yeah, great buy, beautiful stone. It's all about the cut, the clarity, how it's cut and designed, and the flaws and the inclusions in the stone. But there's some great items in the online auction right now that anybody can buy. Anybody can buy.
So back to the house, you do believe that this will go quick and that there are people that can afford a 12,000-square-foot home, 20-car garage, living in Boise, Idaho, or want to move here?
Sure. It, you know, it's amazing. There are a lot of large homes in our area of that size, and there's a multitude of people that can purchase it locally as well as outside buyers. Neat property. I don't know how quick it will sell. And to be honest, we haven't really discussed exactly what the sellers want to receive for the home. But once we get an offer on the table, we can go from there. So it's such a unique property. And, of course, just like with the personal property, there's some emotion there because it was their mother and grandmother's home. So that always enters into it as well too.
Well, and finally, Kent, how do you deal with that? Because most of us will have to deal with the idea of selling your parents' home, your grandmother's home, a place that was such a sanctuary. I mean, my wife yells at me all the time, I'm a hoarder. If I had my way, I'd just hoard everything and, you know, I'd have these empty buildings and such. How do you move on?
You know, that's a great, great question. Yesterday I met with an estate up in Haley, Idaho, and his parents had collected some really neat antiques. We'll probably sell the home and the contents at live public auction. And in the process, he's the personal representative. What a big job it is.
It is. Yeah.
He turned to his wife and he said, let's put it in our will that we're going to sell everything at auction. So no matter how large of a home or small, it's a great way to resolve that. And if you put that in your will and your kids know what you want at the end of the day, it can resolve that problem of how to sell things and what they should do. Because that's a big discussion. One of my auctioneers, his father, 95, passed away. And in his will, he was a cattle rancher, but in his will, he said everything's to be sold at auction. And in his will, he determined what percentage the kids would get, the cousins would get. We sold everything to the highest bidder, including the home, and that reduced any potential conflict. And that's a great thing about being able to put that in the will. You can say, here's how I want it done, here's how to sell it, disperse the funds, and reduce the potential conflict, because that's a large thing that can occur in every estate. That can be a problem.
Now, we can't let you leave without you giving us a solicitation for folks to listen to Kevin Miller and to call in and everything else. Are you feeling up to it? I know it's early.
Oh, it's early. It's early. What do you want to hear?
Well, you know. Hey, everybody, call Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. He's a good guy. Come on now.
Oh, you are a phenomenal guy, and I've met you at several fundraising events, and that's what's neat. You do a lot of great things for the community. It's good to see you. We worked with together in the past at some of these fundraising events.
I marvel at what you guys do, yeah.
Well, you're a pro as well, too, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. He is the news talk man of Boise, Idaho. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
You know, that's going to live forever, at least as long as I'm here. Could be today, but anyway.
It's been fun. Appreciate it, Kevin.
One more time, sir, your website, Kent?
CorbettAuctions.com, CORBETT.com.
Yeah, I'm having trouble focusing just looking at that website with all the stuff on it right now.
Lots of goodies, lots of fun.
Kent, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to 580-KIDO.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. He is the top, the news talk man of Boise, Idaho. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Are your ears burning yet? They should be. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you, always giving back to the community. We're joined by Bill Lawton to talk about something special this Saturday. Mr. Lawton, thank you for your service and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I'm just telling you that I'm talking about the local Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1025, which is in Meridian. And on Saturday, May 10th, we're having a parade in Eagle. It begins at 11 o'clock. It will start in front of the St. Al's Eagle Health Clinic on East Riverside Drive, and that's right behind where Wendy's and the Griddle Restaurant are, kind of at the corner of State Street, Highway 44, and Eagle Road. The parade is going to go east on East Riverside Drive down to Merrill Park. It's about 0.4 miles, and it will end where the Field of Honor flags will be placed on May 17th. Everybody's invited to come to this, and we'd like to get all the veterans out there if we can. Mainly this parade is in honor of May, which is Military Appreciation Month. And we're trying to have, we'll have some military vehicles, a few of those. There'll be just a lot of people walking in the parade, and we just want to celebrate veterans and all the military.
And this is I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that I'm talking about our group, the Vietnam Veterans of America, the local group, and we do raise money to help all local vets in need, and mostly Vietnam veterans. And a lot of the money is made by selling the little red poppy flowers at supermarkets on the holiday weekends. And one of the big things that we're working towards right now is quite a bit of the money we're raising is to go and make a Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which will be placed in the Veterans Memorial Park in Boise. And Boise is one of the large cities that does not have any kind of a Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And funds raised will place this in there, and this is going to be a black granite rock. It will have the names of over 200 Idaho veterans that lost their lives in Vietnam on it, along with the Vietnam Veterans of America logo and the marks of all the four or five services. Anyway, that's in this. It's going to look like kind of like the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington, D.C. So is there anything I can, any questions you have?
Well, I think you've covered just about everything, Bill, but tell us about the plight of the Vietnam veterans compared to other veterans.
Well, there are things that happen with these guys is we've had people come into our group looking for money from things all, you know, from helping to pay electrical bills to we had one guy that needed a leach field that lived up near Idaho City. Just recently, we had a lady call one of our members, and she could no longer drive, and she donated her car to a Vietnam veteran, and they just delivered that car to a person here last week, and they really appreciate that. I did want to tell everybody that our group meets on the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. at the American Legion Hall, which is in Meridian, on the corner of North Meridian Road and West Broadway, and that's just almost right across from the City Hall.
Sure.
And we encourage all Vietnam veterans to come and join our group. The more the merrier, so to speak.
Right, Bill, but I mean, when we're talking about the Vietnam veteran, how do y'all fit in the history of our great fighting forces? You know, we can never, ever repay the Vietnam veterans for what they've gone through, what they continue to go through. And because of the mistakes that were made when people came home and during that war, veterans from wars after that have had a better time of coping with coming back. But there are still challenges for those folks that, you know, live in the, you know, the millennials or the young folks that may not even study the Vietnam War. Can you tell us about the challenges significant to the veteran experience there?
Well, I know that there are gentlemen that are in our group that when they came home, they would land at an airport and people would actually spit on them and scream that they were baby killers. And basically these guys were just doing a job they were handed. And they served our country and it's a great thing. Now I looked over this situation and decided to join the Navy. So I never had the problems that a lot of the guys that were in the Army or the Marines had. Another huge problem that has come out of Vietnam is the use of Agent Orange, which is a defoliant, and they sprayed this stuff all over the jungles to kill all plant growth, and I guess make it easier to find the enemy. And I personally have a brother-in-law that was a crew chief on a helicopter in Vietnam, and he is now just about on 100% disability with the VA and has had many different small kinds of cancers and a lot of physical problems that have come up with this. And it wasn't until recent years that the VA really accepted the fact that Agent Orange had caused all these problems. So there are quite a few things that happened to people that were in the Vietnam War, and they sacrificed a lot and virtually came home and never received any praise for what they did until recently. And now people are starting to realize that they were out fighting a war and doing bad, you know, having a bad time, just like many other veterans from other wars. So this is just one of the situations that happened with Vietnam. So,
well, Bill, once again, if people want to go to the parade and support it, one more time.
Okay. The parade will be on Saturday, May 10th in Eagle. Starts at 11 o'clock. Running on East Riverside Drive. It basically starts kind of right behind where the Wendy's restaurant is on the corner of Highway 44 and Eagle Road. And there's one more thing I'd like to say. If anybody would like to make any donations, we gladly accept everything. The donations can be made payable to VVA, which is Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1025. And you can mail your donations to 641 West Franklin Road, and then it's PMB, which is Personal Mailbox 37, and that is in Meridian, Idaho, 83642. So we will accept anything we can get, and we're trying to raise $14,000 to put up this Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which will go in the Veterans Memorial Park down there in Boise. So.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. 849, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO, a great cause, and we ask you to please support those wonderful veterans. We can never thank them enough. I think it's important that we remind ourselves of just what the Vietnam veterans went through, and all veterans. God bless them. Let's get you to traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
855, Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget to be listening to Glenn Beck today for your chance to win $1,000 in cash. Sounds good to me. And speaking of winning, why don't we do this right now? Our way of thanking you for listening to the program today is, by giving you a chance to win tickets to tonight's Steelheads game. Now, you got to stop by before the game, before 5 o'clock, here at the Broadcast Center. Caller 10 and caller 12, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You're going to win a pair of tickets, caller 10 and then caller 12, to tonight's Steelheads action against the Alaska Aces. How exciting if you're a hockey fan, and even if you're not, to be a part of playoff championship hockey. And again, that's our just little way of saying thank you. Remember, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be at Rolling Hills Charter School. That's over, I guess, on your way to Lucky Peak. It's been a while since I've talked to those folks, and we want to make sure that we're the home for all of education. And as I've said, and many times I've been very critical of my tenure here, of if I'm going to be here or not. And, you know, on the other hand, I want to make sure, we want to make sure that we always give credit to the people that make this happen. First of all, the programming staff at 580KIDO that allow me to do this, the sales team that gets out and gets people to sponsor it, like our friends at CapEd, the management team that continues to believe in the message that we have here. And without that, you know, I may be the lone voice, but without that, we couldn't do this effort. And I tell you this, the reason why this is important, as someone who studies the business and lives the business and loves the business, What we're doing here, and not to toot our own horn, but to let you know what you're a part of, is not being done in anywhere else across the country. And perhaps I will not just say that, but prove that to you, whether it's going to the animal shelters, Kevin in a kennel, whether it's doing our work with the Boise Rescue Mission, whether it's what we're talking about right now with the schools. It's very easy to talk, and I believe that if we are to remain viable and alive and dynamic, we have to be involved in your lives, whether it's going to Nevada with the guns and Mr. Bundy. Regardless, that's what radio was about when we grew up, and that's the mantle that we have and that we take very seriously here at 580KIDO, and I do, Kevin Miller, in the morning. So again, we thank CapEd, we thank Rolling Hills for making this happen, and we look forward to being there tomorrow. It is 50 and Star. Let's get you to work safely and on time. And remember, coming up tomorrow, thanks to our friends at CapEd, we'll be promoting our school, securing our future. Looking forward to being at Rolling Hills Charter School. That's coming up tomorrow, Friday. We're chasing Big Ed. We've got a couple of other wonderful events to help out some local families that we'll tell you about. And again, folks, we've got the opinion. We've got the news. We want your solutions. Help us to improve your day and improve our area that we live in, the Blessed Treasure Valley, the great state of Idaho. Kevin Miller with you. If you're working today, God bless you. Keep it up. We appreciate it. My best to you and your family. And regardless if it's going well or not so well, we're with you every step of the way. Keep the faith. Judy Emmett.